to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I hope you are looking forward to the weekend because you have to have some respite from what goes on in daily life. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, bringing you your voice, whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910, 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I will get to my emails in just a second, maybe even some texts. But first off, Michael has been pushed off for an entire hour because I've been talking about the recall petition. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Michael, who has been so wonderful tracking the redevelopment group for me. And Michael, last night, the redevelopment agency had a meeting.
Regional Planning had their meeting yesterday at 2 p.m. And about a project out in the Silver Knolls, Red Rock area, where the developer wanted to go ahead and change the character of the neighborhood. And on an 8-2 vote last night, the developer wins.
Wow, 8-2.
Yep, there's still a pending lawsuit.
So what does that mean now for the development going forward?
They can start doing their planning. They've got their designation. The water people have gone ahead and backed their project after they originally said, no, there's no way this can happen. The basin can't support it because the water's, you know, potentially runs into Silver Lake and then over to the other valleys. So
did they bring forward a different plan or something for people to change their minds?
No, you're talking about it was voted on by City, County, and Sparks. So, you know, the city is developing that North Valley's at an incredible rate.
Yeah.
You know, the county, based on who's on there, depends on how it's going to go. And Jeannie Herman seems to be the only one that is against the growth at this point. And then Sparks.
Who was the other person who voted no?
You know, I don't recall. Don't recall. Oh, I apologize, but...
No, that's okay. I mean, but yeah, we can always expect Jeannie Herman's vote to come in no, because it's not smart growth. It's just, let's build it and see what happens later and try to fix the problem later.
Right, and there's a whole bunch of that's gonna happen. I'll move away from this for a minute. I want to congratulate the people that have gone ahead and are going to do the petitions for Sisolak. I think it's a fantastic thing. And the other thing is that while this was all going on yesterday and the meeting was taking place, I want people to realize that in less than 3 years, we're now on the hunt for another city manager for the city of Reno.
Yeah.
And the comments that were made this morning by someone that sits on the city council is that we need to get somebody that has more city management experience, et cetera, et cetera. I want to encourage you, Monica, to step into that city manager's office that is currently there and see if you can get her to come on your show and spill the beans about what's really going on in that building.
Well, you know what, Michael, that would be a great thing, but I can guarantee you that it's not going to happen because her husband is a lawyer and works very closely with a casino group that is tied in with the Reno City Council and the mayor. So I doubt seriously if she's going to say anything against the people that she works with and, you know, pretty much is friends with. But I will try. I will definitely try. Sandra Newby, Hillary Sheevy, all of them. there is open access to this show. I put my cell phone number out there. My email address is out there. The number of the station. Anybody can come on this show for any reason. And let me tell you, they're the ones that are avoiding me. So they
like
know I encourage
fire.
Them. Huh?
When you ask him, it's like you got a match and you're trying to light him on fire, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, sorry, if you believe in what you're doing, honestly, whether it be the growth for the community or the rules that you make on the homeless or, you know, even avoiding those problems, if you stand behind that and you stand behind your word, why wouldn't you want to get it out? Why wouldn't you want to share it with the public?
And there's so much truth in what you say. The thing of it is that they hide behind their so-called office, and there's just so many heads that are buried in the sand in this community these days that it's really discouraging.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've been back in the recall petition. So, Michael, thank you so much for doing what you do. I have to rely on you and the community to go to these meetings and bring the information because the elected representatives aren't going to do it. So, Michael, bless you. Take care. And hopefully we can open some eyes about what's going on out in the North Valleys. And isn't that just the way it works with politics? Hindsight is 2020. Hindsight's 2020, and people can come back and say, well, we weren't given that information. We have heard that before. From the Reno City Council. We have heard that before from Washoe County commissioners. Well, this is new information. I haven't heard this. There's video. There's sound recordings of the meetings you've attended that this information has been presented. So if you didn't hear it, if you didn't get the information, then you're just not paying attention during the meetings. And why would that be? Looking at your phones, looking at your computers, eating. Huh, that sounds familiar. That sounds like what goes on during the legislature. Yeah. And I can say that for a fact because I was in one of those meetings at the legislature, one of the hearings, watching people get up and go to the bathroom. I mean, I know when you got to go, you got to go, but still, just eating, looking at your phone. That's another reason why I believe that the recall petition is so important. And to make it work because of the fact that it is a wake-up call for all the other elected representatives that could be recalled. People just don't have the time or the willingness to do it. But when you go after the big fish, when you go after the person in the office that has never been recalled or the process attempted in Nevada, well, that's an eye-opener to everybody. Just saying. So, who should we go with first? I, too, am surprised that gun stores are not helping with the petition. Okay, we have had a couple of gun stores come forward. Sparks Black Rifle. I'll check and see on another one. See if it will actually be the petition there. Because until Fight for Nevada, Angela and Barney and Kelly, until they have that information, John... Until they know that you want that petition and it's on your counter, ready to be signed. Well, not on the counter. I keep it under the counter and have people approach you because you know what? people will try to steal them. You have Democrats trying to run over people who are trying to get others to register to vote. If people are willing to do that, if people are willing to physically attack people, then people are willing to steal a petition. Trust me. We have those people here in Northern Nevada. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. Sorry about that. I, too, am surprised that gun stores are not helping with the petition. If we lose our Second Amendment rights, they stand to lose more than any other businesses. No cojones. Anyway, tomorrow there are some locations we can sign at. I'm going to be at the North Valley's library between 1 and 4 to sign and see if I can volunteer to help get more signatures. I know we are all busy, but this is important. If we don't want to be Californiaized by the governor and the California money that's supporting the Democrats, then we have to do this. Thanks, Monica, 991 FM, for keeping us informed. Thanks to everyone involved for all your hard work. Brian. Thank you, Brian. And good for you. It is important. This is probably one of the most important things we can do here in Nevada. And it concerns me most about Washoe County. The rurals know that the governor does not support them. I mean, with the increase in the gas taxes, the domestic well metering, things that are just targeting, literally, the rurals. But Washoe County surprises me. And Democrats surprise me. Because, you know, there are Democrats out there who support the Second Amendment. There are Democrats out there who have businesses that will be affected by these taxes not sunsetting. There are Democrats out there who have businesses in Washoe County but live outside of the county. What does that say about Democrats when they're not concerned about what their elected representatives are doing? The governor of the state should look at what is best for all people. It shouldn't matter what your political affiliation is. You are the governor of the state and all it represents. And socialism, liberalism, progressivism, in my book, that's not what Nevada represents. Or why do we say battleborn? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local talk for everybody in Northern Nevada, no matter what your views are. If you don't believe in what we're doing, well, call in 884-9910. Here's something to think about, though. This is from Robert Welch. No, Robert didn't email me. This is a quote of Robert's. The real freedom of any individual can always be measured by the amount of responsibility which he must assume for his own welfare and security. Look at the headlines. Hostage situation in Sparks. Ends with suspect shot and killed. Reno police investigate shooting near Little Waldorf. goes on and on. Information on credit card theft, fraud. Suspicious death in South Reno. Boy, you'd think that we were LA or something like that. We do have a great tool here in Northern Nevada, and that is in the form of secret witness. Not everybody has secret witness. They might have some version of it, but it is strong here in Northern Nevada. It's anonymous. And a lot of times, as I've been speaking with the organization, been in Northern Nevada for over 40 years, a lot of times people don't even take the money. They just want to do what's right. So if you saw anything in the area of Welcome Way and Rockhaven Drive, Tuesday night between 8 and 9:30, if you've got any type of surveillance, any cars, any people just out, call Secret Witness and remain anonymous. 328-3320 is where you can find detectives. Secret Witness, you can call 322-4900. 322-4900. A man is dead. Well, a number of people are dead this week. We as a community have to not only protect ourselves, we have to watch out for each other. Just one more reason for the recall petition, because your Second Amendment rights are being violated. She knows everything there is to know about the Second Amendment. She even teaches classes on how you can protect yourself. And that's Christy Scott from Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms. Hey, Christy, do you believe we're finally here with the petition?
I am so excited. I can't contain myself. But I wanted, you're talking about Sisolak and all this other stuff that he's supposed to do, and I just wanted to share something. I don't hate Sisolak because he's a Democrat. I give everybody a chance. I gave Obama a chance. I gave Trump a chance. I love what Trump's doing. But when Sisolak went in to the legislature, and there were over 400 people there to testify against SB 143, and he talked for, what, 5 minutes? When he walked out, that's when I said, that man does not want to hear anything that his constituents have to say, and he doesn't care about Nevada. And then when he said what he did about the rural counties, I'm over it. I'm done. And I couldn't be more excited. And thanks to you and all of your radio show and all that information, I've had people coming in today that want to sign. They're itching to sign this thing. But unfortunately, I just wanted to remind them they cannot sign till tomorrow. We will not be allowing anybody to sign yet. And I do have... I'm on Highway 50 on your way into Carson, and anybody that's in the rurals knows that we go shop in town on the weekends. So this is a real convenient place if people out in Churchill, Story, Washoe, Lyon, Douglas, or Carson, I have six counties here, you can sign the petition here.
You know, it's just a shame that there are others who don't want to stand up. We just got a call from a gentleman who... tried to get Sportsman's Warehouse to carry the petition, but since they are corporate owned, it has to go through corporate. And so the gentleman asked, well, will you pass it on? Will you go to corporate to do this? And then it was just kind of the end of the conversation.
Well, I was really excited to see Sparks Black Rifle come on. I'm proud of those guys. That they came on and that they're going to now have the petition there. It's political is a ridiculous excuse. We're having our Second Amendment rights infringed. It is political, and we need to fight back. And I'm really kind of ashamed of these other places that won't take a stance.
Well,
I challenge
and that's...
every gun store to help out.
And I challenge people to go into the store where you normally shop in whatever county it is and ask if they have the petition for you to sign. And if they don't have it, mm-hmm. well, what you do after that is up to you.
Amen.
You know, because there are people out there who back you. And I'm Absolutely. Already getting angry messages about that because, you know, how can you tell people to shop in other counties and blah, blah, blah. Well, for some reason, for one reason, other counties have lower sales tax.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm tired of being taxed to death. And that's another thing that Sisolak wants to do is he wants to raise our sales tax to mm-hmm. where it's the highest in the country, not the highest in the state, the highest in the country.
Yep. And he wants to take the capital to Las Vegas. Are we going to let him do that?
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Well, and I hate to say it because it's a great city, but if the capital was moved and redesignated to Las Vegas, that would kill Carson City.
Well, Carson City is halfway up Nevada. I have people that call all the time and go, oh, well, can you get me this? It's in Las Vegas. I'm like, that's an 8 to 9 hour drive for me. We are halfway through the state. This is the logical place for it to be because the state is a mixture of so many different types of things. And he needs to just go away. He doesn't want to listen to anyone.
No, the only people he listens to are the people who will, you know, supposedly...
Further his agenda.
Yeah, further his agenda or donate mm-hmm. to the cause. You know, all that good stuff. Well, Christy, thank you for calling and
thank you for being a
supporter. We really appreciate it. We're going to be back after this Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Oh, the texts I get. Thank you for texting me this morning, Rebecca. I just, you know, you always brighten my day. It's the Monica J. Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you would like to get whatever you want to talk about on the air today, on this Friday, you want to bring up a special event, something that's going on, 884-9910. And let me be hopefully one of many, 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 many who wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And my husband and I, we don't, I don't know what, after 23 years, we don't really do anything that's outrageous for Valentine's Day. We kiss in the morning and we say happy Valentine's Day. That's pretty much it. Why? Because we know we love each other and we show each other we love each other every day. You know, it's something that I think it falls into that entitlement movement once again. Sorry, ladies, if I'm upsetting the apple cart here, but, and I think age has to do something with it too. You know, I'd rather, hey, save money, put it into, I've got enough baubles. I want new floors. We get to a certain age and it's like, God, another piece of jewelry, seriously. Oh, I'm killing myself here. All right. Thank you, Bruce. Sent me the flyer for Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend where the recall petition is going to be. And they are doing Saturday and Sunday, of course. There is also going to be this Saturday the ability in Washoe County. Been talking a lot about Washoe County because there's just really not a whole lot of places to sign it. But Washoe County North Valley's North Valley Library. Looks as though Betty's going to have a petition out there tomorrow from 1 to 4. 1-4 as well. Working out some logistics with the different entities like the DMV and things like that, that you can't, just because you don't like the recall petition, or I don't know, you don't like the party or subject or whatever, you cannot turn petition gatherers away. And the Secretary of State's office is on that. They will be helping out. What are you doing this weekend? Get out and about and enjoy what we have here. Because you never know when it's going to be gone. You never know when it's going to get so far to the left here that you do what a lot of people have done and give up and decide to move to Idaho or Montana. Definitely not Michigan. But thought there. We had the opportunity to move to Michigan for my husband's work, and it was like, do you really want to? And I was like, no, not really. And if you haven't heard this, again, you can go look it up. Another thing with the media. There are legal groups and the Democrat Party suing now in Michigan because they don't want the voter rolls cleaned up. You heard me right. They don't want the voter rolls cleaned up. What does that say about your party if you don't want the voter rolls cleaned up? I have had two people contact me already that have had family members pass away here in Nevada. Now, I know everybody's registrar of voters is different, and maybe the government can get a handle on that. Maybe we can issue some sort of voter ID. Oh, wait, no, that's racist. Even though you go up to most minorities and ask them if they've got a driver's license, and it's like, yeah, I have to have one if I want to get a bank account or anything. So I don't understand that philosophy. It's like, if you scream racism, you're cure all. But here in Nevada, they've been told that, oh, as soon as they pass away, they get, you know, the updates and they're taken off the voter rolls. Okay. I hope that's true. But why is it in other states that the voter rolls aren't cleaned up and they're actually being sued by Democrats to leave them alone? Then you wonder how some of these elected representatives get elected. Well, there you have it. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jimmy this morning. He wants to talk about the recall. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for calling the show today at
884-9910. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm in a good mood because the letter of intent is at the Secretary of State's office, and we can start signing the petitions tomorrow morning.
And I'm so proud to be a part of that.
I am so glad you're a part of that. That's what are you going to be doing for the mission?
I'm one of the guys with the petitions. I'll be at Fifi's on 95A in Silver Springs with my new best friend, Donald Booth. Yeah, I got to say, I was getting kind of choked up when you were talking to Barney. It was just, what a great accomplishment if we could pull this off. Yeah. Really looking forward to this.
It
I got my
really
pins
shows,
ready and everything.
It shows, Jimmy, the power of we the people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what elected representatives say, because no elected representatives on the Republican side want to sign on to this. And maybe that is something that I should mention, that if you are in the first batch of signatures, you may be called by the Secretary of State's office and your name will be, you know, visible, because they're going to start verifying that you weren't pressured into signing, that you weren't manipulated, intimidated somehow, because they want to make sure that everything is on the up and up. Well, okay. Yeah.
And 90, I guess. But I do want to reiterate, I've been getting a lot of backlash about this. This is not a partisan thing. It's not Democrat or Republican. He's just a piece of, you know, something under his shoe.
Yeah.
And he needs to go. I don't care. Even if he was a Republican, who cares? He's just wrong for Nevada.
If you want to live in a sanctuary city and you want to bring all this together, then move to California.
Yeah.
So many people have moved out of California to get away from it. There's more than enough room in California for you to go.
Well, you know, they put all those U-turns there on 80, right?
Yeah. Thank you for making me smile, Jimmy. And thank you for participating and getting involved, because not enough people do that. They sit around and they complain and they don't bring solutions and they don't get involved. But you're changing that. So bless you and thank you for doing what you're doing. Thanks for calling the show, too. It's the Monica J Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy had to go. I'm sorry. 884-9910, if there's something else that you would like to talk about. I would like to have you put something on your, not to-do list, but on your hold the date on your calendar. Because he worked for all of us. He was a registered Republican, but he worked for all of us, and he always had a smile for everybody. Whether he disagreed with you or you disagreed with him. And I know a lot of the decisions he made are still very controversial, like the train trench and stuff like that. Things that he did out in Topaz. But you know what? He was a wonderful man. Husband, father, and he was awesome for this community. So the celebration of life for Bob Cashel is going to be on February 20th. February 20th at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church. And then there's going to be the celebration of life for the public at 3:30 in the Reno Ballroom. Even the chief of police has said that February 20th is a full uniform day for the entire Reno Police Department. Because this man was so respected, not just as the mayor here, but remember the lieutenant governor of Nevada. It's really heartwarming to see Democrats, Republicans, independents from all over the state who are singing the praises of Bob Cashel and what he did with his life. He's a businessman and he didn't stay silent. He wanted to make it a better place for everybody.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Boy, if that doesn't get your feet moving and your heart racing, the blood pumping, It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad to have you with me today. Log on to our website at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you trust the news media? Do you trust the news media? And we'll get that S in there. Sorry, Craig, I forgot to tell you what was wrong with the question. Do you trust the news media in Northern Nevada? Here we've been going through this recall process of getting things together, and the letter of intent was finally filed this morning, and no media has carried this except for me, and only so few people listen to me that it would be nice if the public as a whole knew about it, had access to it. Yesterday's poll question, do you think that Michael Bloomberg's racial comments will affect his run for president? 52% said yes. 48% of those participating said no. You can already see how the Democrats are spinning it and making him out to be such a great guy. But had President Trump said even a fraction of what Michael Bloomberg said, oh, you know it would be the end of him. That's just how the Democrats work. What can I say? Something that is nonpartisan is the recall petition. Vance is on the line, wants to know a little something about it. Hi, Vance. Thanks for calling the show today. Producer Craig, can I get Vance on the line? Hey, Vance, what did you want to know?
Well, I want to know where they are other than the gun shop down there in Carson City, because I want my name to be in the first batch.
Okay, you need to go to fightfornevada.com,
Nevada.
And it's spelled out. It's not the number for it. It's fightfornevada.com. And click on petition locations. And it will give you the list of locations in every single county. But we do know also that it's going to be at the two places that aren't on that list yet is Sparks Black Rifle on Prater Way and at the gun show at the convention center this week. So there's two more locations.
They're going to go down there. We're going to be looking for tools and stuff, but I'll sign it down there.
Then find the NRA table. That's where they're going to have it.
All right. And as far as the news media go, about as far as I can throw them.
That for local issues, yeah. Unless somebody dies in some sort of situation, that's pretty much what they cover. So, Vance, thanks for the call, and thank you for participating in your rights to recall the governor. Something else that you need to think about is logging on to qol-reno.org, qol-reno.org. They have a brand new video on there that will link you to YouTube for the honest State of the City address for 2020. I like this. It's the honest State of the City address 2020. You have to spend at least 5 or 6 minutes just watching and listening. And then you'll understand why I do what I do. It's your voice. And unless you get on to Facebook, unless you get on to these other sites and you start speaking your mind, because you're not alone. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, I haven't heard it on the news, so maybe it's just me. It's not just you. There are a lot of issues going on with growth, with debt not being taken care of. So many issues. You can't even list them all. But when you hear elected representatives say everything's great, we're prospering, it's BS. It's so they get reelected. So it makes it look like they've accomplished something. There you go. Have a great weekend. Remember, Washoe County Republican Assembly, Lincoln Dinner tonight. Saturday, it's Carson City. Sunday, it's Douglas County. I hope you get out and spend just a little bit of your time with like-minded people talking about how we can strengthen Nevada and turn it red. Because if not, if you want to live under socialism, then move to a country that supports it, because I don't, and I know you don't either.